Hi everyone, welcome to Legal Ease, where I talk about skills that I have learned as a lawyer that are not only very, very useful in being an advocate and a trial lawyer, but also very useful in everyday life. And this week I'm talking about one of my all-time favorite books and how it has helped me be a better lawyer, and how the lesson that I learned from this book I think can also just really be a great skill to have in your toolbox for everyday life. This book is actually not only one of my favorite books, but also I learned one of my brother's favorite books. And I think that there's a reason for this. And I think it's that he and I grew up watching so many cool shows with our dad that we both developed an appreciation for science fiction. So I'm excited to tell you more, and I hope you will stay tuned. So the book that I'm recommending in this week's episode is called The Martian. And I know some of you have probably seen the movie, because this novel was actually made into a movie. But if you haven't seen the movie, then I would highly recommend don't see it yet. Instead, get the book and read the book, The Martian by Andy Ware. And it's just like such a page turner that I think it might just spoil it for you if you've seen the movie already. But the thing about this book is it's highly technical, and it's loaded with all kinds of information that the hero of this book, Mark Watney, shares. And so it's just very informative. But without spoiling this book for you, I will tell you that what I learned from this book, and the life skill that actually has become a trial tactic for me, came from the way the hero approaches his just absolutely unbelievable and extraordinary problems that he is faced with. And that is really why it is one of my all-time favorite books. So I would highly recommend this book. I don't want to spoil it for you by telling you too much about it. And again, it's going to be one of those books that you're not going to be able to put down. So this concept of how he deals with his problems is a concept that I call acceptance. But it's not really the way I think a lot of people think about acceptance. I think a lot of people think about the idea of acceptance, and they think that means we're supposed to just kind of live with the situation. There's nothing we can do about it. Just accept it. We can't change that. And it's really not at all what I mean by acceptance. I'm coming from a place where the hero in this book, The Martian, accepts his circumstances, kind of assesses his situation, and then he does something. And I feel like that is this best-kept secret about the idea of acceptance, that when you can see a situation for what it is, or if you're a trial lawyer, see the facts for exactly what they are, you then don't waste any time in denial about it or trying to resist it, but instead you figure out how to address it. And that is really why I absolutely love that book. And that is how I think about acceptance as a warrior for my client in the arena, otherwise known as the courtroom. I don't ever just take the situation and roll over and do nothing about it, but I always try to have that very technical approach, like the hero in this science fiction novel, where I just assess the situation and I feel like that just gives me so much more clarity and helps me really tackle whatever the challenge or the obstacle is and overcome it. So, put another way, you really cannot be an excellent advocate who is persuasive if you can't understand and basically acknowledge not only what the facts are and the circumstances are of your case, but also really understand kind of the language of your audience. And in this case, it's either your jury or your judge. And if you're all about kind of resisting their opinion or their position and trying to instead force yours on them, it's just not going to work. So it's so much better to A, be able to accept the facts and see them, accept if your opponent does something clever or effective and recognize that, and then accept and understand where your judge and where your jurors are in their mindset and their belief. So that's kind of the surprise, that acceptance is really a tool for making changes and making progress and actually being proactive. And I feel like I really learned that from this book. But there's another way that I learned about acceptance as a trial lawyer. And I hope you'll stay with me, because I'm going to share with you something I learned as a young prosecutor trying jury trials about acceptance. So one of the things that I found to be a big challenge about being a young prosecutor who was handling really violent and serious offenses in front of juries was that sometimes it almost felt like for jurors who would have to just like come into the world of criminal court and leave their worlds of normalcy and transition into criminal court, sometimes it seemed to me like it was very challenging to basically just lay out the facts for them and get them to bring justice to a situation when the facts themselves were so troubling and so difficult to process and so hard to believe, I think, could really happen. And what that taught me, and luckily it taught me this early on, was that it can be very, very hard sometimes, I think, for us to accept things that are difficult to think about. And it can feel so much easier to kind of deny that. And that is coming in the context of being a prosecutor, really trying to help the jurors wrap their head around the things that they were being asked to, you know, determine what would be the appropriate justice for. And once I was able to kind of figure that out, that is a challenge, and people sometimes need help with that in getting there, it made me so much of a better lawyer. And I just carried that lesson with me all through my practice and then into my everyday life, because it helped me understand that really the first step in really improving or changing or winning an argument or whatever the case may be is in acknowledging what the circumstances are. One of my favorite adages is that you can't treat something if you can't diagnose it. And that's what I mean about acceptance, is once you figure out how to do that, how to kind of check yourself and ask, am I in denial about something, in which case maybe I can't even see the problem? And if that's the case, how can I fix it? So that idea of acceptance from just the perspective of a lawyer is really, really useful. But next, I'm going to talk about, in closing, how that can also empower us in our everyday lives. So last week we observed 9/11, and it got me thinking a lot about pain and trauma and just how challenging it can be for people to deal with these very real emotions. And, you know, as lawyers, a lot of times you'll hear people talk about you kind of take on vicarious trauma because you actually care very much about your clients, and you kind of are right there with them in the stress that they're experiencing. And so, you know, we all deal with these emotions, and interestingly, this concept of acceptance that can be very, very useful for me in really being able to assess my situation as a trial lawyer and then go on to overcome the obstacles that might get presented in our case. Well, this concept can also really help us, I think, in everyday life, and especially when we're dealing with difficult and unwanted emotions. And so rather than, you know, try to resist them and deny them, I think that it's the same as in The Martian, it's the same as in how a good trial lawyer fights for their client. Same thing. In everyday life, this concept of acceptance can be quite empowering if you don't think about it in that traditional way of just, oh well, I don't think there's anything I can do about this, but instead I'm going to accept this situation or the feelings as they are, and then I'm going to work through them. That to me can be very, very effective. And there are all kinds of ways that we can develop that skill of acceptance that can then help us to move through a problem rather than around a problem. So rather than avoiding, then just instead working through. And some of those ways are breathing exercises. There are also, one of my favorite ways is yoga, which can just be a wonderful way to kind of increase your awareness, which I kind of think acceptance is sort of the foundation for raised awareness and paying attention and kind of getting everything that's happening around you and in our world today. Meditation is also a great way to arm yourself with this skill of acceptance in the way I'm talking about it in today's episode. So really, that's what I think I would like to leave you with, which is that instead of, you know, trying to avoid pain or, you know, whatever the results of trauma are, and I certainly have had firsthand experience with this as, you know, a former prosecutor, former public defender, judge, VAWA attorney, John L. attorney. I'm a divorce lawyer now, so certainly I have had the privilege of assisting a lot of people that have been, you know, dealing with very serious and very real crises. And I really believe that we can empower ourselves in dealing with these things better when we practice this technique of acceptance. So it's not just a trial tactic. It certainly works well for trial lawyers once you get the hang of it, but it's also I think a very effective life skill. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. I hope you find these episodes useful, and I hope you will join me again next week for another episode of Legalese. If you want more information, if you want to reach out, share a story of your own, for any reason, you can find my contact information on my website, www.tracycoxlaw.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at tracycoxlaw.com.